You're listening to Currently Off Air, and in this show, Tim Boat ventures to the land of plenty.
Oh, well, hello there. Well, thanks for joining me. My name's Tim Boat. I write songs and live in Brighton, but we're not going to be talking about that so much today. Instead, I'm standing outside Fenchurch Street Station. As you can hear, cars are going past. There's loads of commuters around, most of them in suits. That's not really surprising, as this is where people come in to work in the financial institutions around here. And I was one of those suckers once. It was a nightmare. I think I was clinically depressed by the time I gave my notice in. In fact, on that day when I gave my notice in, the managing director called me in and said, I just want to tell you two things, Tim. Firstly, that you won't be missed. And secondly, there's plenty more where you come from. I come from Southend. There's plenty of people like me, or like I was in Southend, people who commute up to London. This show is going to be a trip back in time to the Southend of the 70s and 80s, and I'll be playing songs that affected me or intrigued me when I was a kid growing up and into my teens. I'll also be travelling physically back to Southend on the Fenchurch Street to Shoeburyness train line. Along the way, we'll be stopping at some of the stations, playing songs from bands linked to those stations and bands that kind of meant something to me when I was growing up. So, let's leave Fenchurch Street, head back to the 70s.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song, wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
Who the hell was Terry Jacks anyway? Wikipedia says the song was a hit in 1974. Apparently, in the early 70s, Terry travelled to LA to work with the Beach Boys and to record Seasons in the Sun, but the project was never finished, and he returned to Vancouver on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Poor Terry. It's actually a Jack Brel song from 1962. So for me as a kid in the 70s, it wasn't Exile on Main Street, it was more like Junior Choice.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Mm. three wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. The Cherokees are chasing me, arrows fly right on by, but I'm singing a happy song. I'm singing a higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Pioneers, they never say die. A mile up the road, there's a hidden cave, and we can watch those Cherokees go galloping by. Woman.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big cocktail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them Daisy Roots.
That's a mess of songs, isn't it? Benny Hill's Fastest Milkman in the West, Lonnie Donegan's My Old Man's a Dustman, Middle of the Road, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep, Three Wheels on My Wagon. Wheels on My Wagon, I never really worked that one out. I didn't know what it was going on about. Does that mean anything? Three wheels, two wheels, no wheels? Anyway, that was apparently written by Burt Bacharach, according to Wikipedia. Radio was a hugely influential part of my life. Ed Jupot Stewart took over the show Junior Choice in 1968. He's got the same birthday as me, by the way. He became the host for 11 years, attracting over 17 million listeners. It was a surreal mixture of novelty records and cheesy pop tunes. On TV, there was The Generation Game, Multicoloured Swap Shop, and Morecambe and Wise. Dave Allen as well. Everything seemed both good and bad at the same time, kind of horrible and interesting too, but also quite repressive. My mind was always looking for something in Southend 70s culture to interest my brain, and I wasn't quite finding it. But that was where music came in.
There's ringing in my ears, and no one really only met about a week ago, but it doesn't seem to matter to my heart. I know that I love her. I'm hoping that I never recover, 'cause she's good for me, and it would really make me happy to never let her slip away. She's good for me, and it would really make me happy to never let her slip away.
In my brain, that's kind of linked to a time when I met my first girlfriend. In actual fact, it came out much later, but hey, your brain kind of does things like that. So, my first girlfriend was Sally Gladwell. Fridays, I used to look at Sally, murmur, "Are you staying for lunch?" And she'd say, "Yes, I am." And then we would play kiss chase. After we got tired, after running around the playground, I would put my head on her lap and she would stroke my forehead. I think I was about 9 or something like that. Could be younger. I hope I wasn't older. Anyway, one day she brought in a pillow to sit on during an exam, and that was it for me. I couldn't look at her in the same way again. I don't know what it was. It was like she was just too precious to sit on a seat. And I didn't like that. My friends took the mickey as well, and I just had to end it. "I'm sorry, Sally. I guess I just wasn't ready." Yeah. That's Yes, No Opportunity Necessary, No Experience Needed, from the Time and Word album. Isn't that bass fantastic? Chris Squire was like a bass guitar god to me, really. I also think, Yes, the early Yes, Time and Word, it sounds a bit like Supergrass, really. Or is that just me? Okay, just going through West Ham now. It seems to be a trend that older friends, brothers, sisters, cousins, historically seem to be the way a lot of people discover newer, perhaps more cooler music than what they've been listening to. My cousin was definitely one such person. He liked rock, preferably if it was progressive, though heavy metal also. Around this era, was it the stop after? I forget. I think you can go to Southend Central, which is a different route. That's the line that goes from Liverpool Street to Southend Central, and you go past this place called Rayleigh. In Rayleigh, there's a club called Crocs, which later changed its name to the Pink Toothbrush. Anyway, my cousin had wrestled me away from kind of 70s pop to a brave new world of patched denim jackets, Tommy Vance's Friday Rock Show, and at Crocs nightclub in Rayleigh, they played Motörhead and Saxon through speakers stacked high to the ceiling. It was the first time I kind of heard the power of just rock noise, really. It was fantastic. Timbo, I'm heading down to Southend and trawling through the 70s and 80s musical landscape of my childhood. And teendom doesn't sound right. So above me it says the next station is West Horndon. So we're leaving London behind now, heading out over the green fields towards Essex and Southend. Fittingly, the rain around Fenchurch Street has stopped now. Skies are blue and the fields are green. I've run out of cliches. However, we've just gone past the M25. I'm starting to feel better now, heading back towards my folks' house and where I grew up. All is good. Well, at least it will be until I get there. But that's what it's like, isn't it, when you travel home? You kind of look forward to it. It's like heading towards Christmas. Look forward to it for months. When you're there, you think, oh, I'd like to go back now.
question answers nowhere. Complicating, circulating, new life, operating, generating, new life
there from Depeche Mode.
Okay, so now just heading into Basildon. I just missed the announcement. I do apologise. I was drinking tea out of a flask like an old man. Anyway, Basildon is undoubtedly a highlight of this trip in that I once went home with Depeche Mode, Dave Garn and some of the guys in a train carriage, quite late at night. And they were really nice people. New Life, when that came out, that kind of changed everything. It opened up a whole new world of music for me. There I was in 06. 06 was a club for teenagers to go to, well, and adults, but when I went there as a teenager, it's kind of like chaperoned, no alcohol, parents drop you off, you know, that kind of thing. So I was there in my 70s piped cowboy shirt. I thought I was really cool. No one else did. So when New Life came on, it just struck me really, so clear, so different really, especially to the kind of prog rock nonsense I was listening to. It definitely opened up a whole new world of music for me. As a teenager, I was constantly obsessed with ideas of escape. Most of the books I was reading at that time were about that. I guess I found in music, even from a young junior choice age, a way to escape. It may or may not be a particularly Essex thing. Here's a strange French interviewer asking Dave Garn about similar things, but be warned, they definitely go off track.
So you seem very quiet, very smart with your suit.
Thank you.
Very mature now. Are you definitely done with your demon? I mean, drugs and suicidal tendency? It's over?
I think so. Thank God. But I still have those same feelings and wanting to escape, wanting to be somewhere else. But I think now in my life, I'm very aware that those crutches don't work for me anymore. You know, I can't hide. And so I found a place to actually put those feelings, which is in music.
So now we can say you have grown old. You seem to have chosen life.
Yes,
you are not afraid.
No, I'm like Yoda. I have a master, yeah.
Yeah.
In New York, I have a man that I go to speak to, and he's very wise and very old, and tells me, he says to me very quietly, "So, David, are you finished suffering?" And I say, "I'm not sure. What do you think?" And he says, "You only suffer as long as you want to." So that was good advice for me a few years ago.
So sometimes you can call him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
By phone?
Yeah.
We can do so many things by phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can have sex by phone, we can speak with God by phone, we can...
Well, I don't know if you could speak to God, but you can have sex.
Time to do in day jobs with no thanks for what
Do Anything You Want to Do there by Eddie and the Hot Rods. Bless you. Hello there, my name is Tim Boat. I'm on a train travelling from Fenchurch Street to Southend. I'm playing songs from bands that are connected to these stations along the way, and also songs from my childhood, heading towards being a teenager and beyond. We've just pulled out of Pitsy. Musically, I haven't got much to say about Pitsy. Though scenically, the landscape changes after this. The houses kind of stop, and you get like green fields, and a lot of the land to my left, as if I'm looking back to London, is all reclaimed land. So it's always seems to be marshy. Looks like abandoned horses here and there, poor things. Often flooded. In the distance, you can see the oil refineries of Canvey. I suppose we're heading out into what Dr. Feelgood called the Thames Delta. I didn't see it like that when I was growing up. Not much romanticism attached to Canvey. Didn't really mean much, except recently I've been listening more to Wilco Johnson and stuff. He's got such an awesome right hand, because I've been learning more and more to play electric guitar. So in honour of him, let's play this tune. So we're just coming to Lee Station now. So there I was, a teenager, obsessed with music and just trying to find out more. Bear in mind, back then there was no internet. There was electricity, but no internet, no Spotify to instantly hear new music. Instead, you kind of depended on books, friends, weekly music papers, Sounds, Enemy. But also, like I say, record shops. So let's get off the train here and see if we can find some of these record shops. And I'm looking for one in particular. That's Fives Music on Lee Broadway. And it'd be interesting to see how the business is doing today. In the meantime, this next song proves it wasn't all rock for me. I only had one picture of a woman up on my bedroom wall, and that was Kate Bush. Here she is singing a song I think she wrote when she was 15, The Man with a Child in His Eyes.
On the day that's been, I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon, and suddenly listening to a man I never known before.
Back again. So I just walked outside of Lee Station over the bridge, standing on top of the bridge, and I can see the Thames estuary. There's huge container kind of ships going through the estuary. In front of me there's like mud and kind of salty flats. It's quite a picturesque area really, what with the broken down boats in the mud. Honestly, not taking the mickey. In the distance, the Isle of Grain power station, that kind of sticks up. So I'm going to walk along the front bit, through the cockle sheds, past the cockle sheds, I should say, and past the pubs. And then what I'll be doing is walking up and trying to find these record shops, and hopefully they can have a chat to us about music around this area. Okay. So here we are on Lee Broadway. Found the Fives record shop. It says it's been established since 1977, so they've been around for a while. Now, the guy doesn't know I'm coming, so I'm just going to pop in there and see if we can have a chat.
My name's Peter Driscoll. I've been in Lee since 1977. Moved three times in the town because of landlords. But we weren't established. But since we've been in here, we've had the Horrors, McFly, Rumble Strips. We've gone from records to CDs, and we're going back to records again, I'm happy to say. Still a vibrant scene around here, I think. You've got Riga, you've got Chinneries, do a lot, you know. They're the main two, really, you know, get bands down. Chinneries do fairly well, actually. They tend to get bands, big name bands, who are just doing a warm-up.
Oh, okay.
For a tour, so they can set it out, you know, because they've had some the Rifles down there and people like that, which you wouldn't normally assume to be down there.
No.
The thing, the biggest saver, I think, for the independent industry is Record Store Day. It's all limited editions, right? Only for independent record shops, not the multiples, right? So you get, so the other year there was a Blur single like that, 500 copies, you know, and you get four, maybe, you know. And across the board there's loads, like this year we had Pink Floyd, there was a Kate Bush running up the hill, the one she done at the Olympics, that version.
Okay.
And it was limited edition picture disc, you know, and they're not cheap. You know, like $12.99 for a 10 inch, you know, but that was my busiest day in 30 odd years. To the morning, yeah. Yeah, they queue outside. Because first, I'm round at 6. I go out there and take their order, right? Bag it up, go to the next one, right? One per person, though. And the kids, the youngsters are buying the 7s and they're graduating to the LPs, you know. So it's not, as I say, not just the older people who've got a bit of money, it's kids buying.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Okay, well, wasn't that fantastic? What a great guy. So Five's been around for a while and looks like they're going to be around for a while longer. Music scene, pretty vibrant. A bit surprised, really. I'm walking down the road to Chalkwall now. Then I'm going to get on the train and go and see my friend Steve. So I'll speak to you soon. That was The Prisoners there with Hurricane. My name is Tim Boat, and if you've just joined us, where have you been? I've been going back in time playing some of the songs that have shaped me from the 70s and onwards. We've also been travelling back to Southend physically on the Fenchurch Street to Southend train line and playing tunes from bands who are linked to those places along the way. So I'm standing outside the Cliss Pavilion now, looking down at the sea that's come in over the mud. A pretty grey day. The Cliss Pavilion is where I saw a lot of bands. It's still a major venue now. It's also where I saw Motorhead, which I mentioned earlier. So anyway, let's go inside and have a coffee out of the cold and find my friend Steve.
Okay, can you hear me? I'm sitting in the Cliss Pavilion here looking out to sea at the vast vortex and at the abyss.
It is a bit of an abyss out there. Yes, it's a very grey day, but we're inside. This is my friend Steve, known for a while. How long?
It's got to be since about 84, I reckon. So that place is that, at, what, 30 years?
Yeah, I could argue with that, but it
that's
wouldn't
be... That's a whole
be, person. That's no, it's a whole... Yeah, so I'm going to back off the mic now, and I'll just ask you questions, and we'll just ramble away a bit. Is that right with you?
Sounds cool, yeah. A key thing I do remember that sort of sums up the 70s to me in some ways was this was the early sort of mid-70s, I suppose, in the height of the glam era, was wearing high button, lime green, high-waisted trousers I used to buy from Rose Hills off of Western Road, and shortly after that, running home to watch the Mark Bolan TV show, which had a profound effect on me at the time. So this must be 76, 77, something like that. Just on that cusp between glam and punk, really, I guess, as punk was exploding. But Southend used to seem to me quite, at that time, quite a grey sort of precinct and a grey place. And combining the lime green high waist flares with Mark Bolan, who seemed the most effervescent, colourful character, just really did inspire me. It just seemed to be this other exotic life that... didn't seem to exist around here at the time. And then as I gradually got older, I started to sort of delve locally first with local music things, and I started to realise, oh, there are pockets of interest around here and things. But about mid-80s, I suppose, was when there was quite a lot going on, and the Queen's was a lovely old building in Westcliff, sadly no longer there. But I did some DJing. I think once I was with a guy from Hawkwind, Doctor and the Medics, which again was at this just the beginning of this new kind of, 80s, I don't want to call it a psychedelic renaissance exactly, but there was a lot of exciting bands around, and the Queens at one period hosted those, which was great. The Taste Experience was a club I originally started in Southend in 84, ran for about 5 years, also about a year ran it, well, a year and a half ran it in London in Leicester Square and things. But essentially it was a club that, as we just said earlier, was for people that wanted to hear a mixture of the very best and cutting-edge bands from the 60s, be it The Doors and The Velvet Underground, combined with the best of the Nuggets-era bands, factor in as well glam, the best punk and contemporary bands that had an edge, like Zodiac at the time, filtered through as well. I wanted it to be something that was a total immersive experience. So my idea was always to have complete overwhelming amounts of strobe lights going on, strawberry smoke blaring out, bubble machines, so that when somebody entered it, they would then completely be immersed in the full experience.
So would you say that Southend isn't full of people like that into Iggy and The Doors in the 80s? What was that like?
It could be extreme if you were walking along the wrong parts of Southend, like in any town, and shall we say it wasn't the dominant culture by any means, and people weren't so accepting then of people with bright pink hair and bright red hair, and things could get unpleasant at times. But, you know, thankfully that was why it gave us more strength of our convictions into the music we really loved. I think the counterculture has had more of a foothold in the town than it used to. So, and with the new university here and various factors, it's not as violent as it used to be, thankfully.
You should work for the tourist board. But
I felt safer sometimes. I remember travelling to Southeast Asia and I felt safer in downtown Phnom Penh on a Saturday night than I did Southend High Street sometimes. Although you might argue I wasn't wearing a long purple cloak with winkle picker shoes and bright blue eyeshadow at the time, but that's neither here nor there.
Look out.
So I've been walking along the beach from the Cliffs Pavilion, along the stretch of sand into Southend. Well, you can hear it's not sand, is it really? In fact, I'm not quite sure what I'm stepping on at the moment. Just walked past Southend's Golden Mile. The Kurzel is on my left. The Kurzel was a venue where everybody played. It started off as amusement park. I think the world's first amusement park. So from dance bands in the 40s on the Sprung dance floor through to 1977, where Thin Lizzy played the last ever gig there. And we've come a long way. We started at Fenchurch Street, where that lovely man told me there's plenty more where I came from. And I guess he was right. We've spoken to a couple of them today. And if I'm honest, I've been really surprised. This has been a much more positive experience than I thought it would be. I've been unearthing some good tunes, chatting to some good people. We've spoken a bit about Escape, about some of the bands that lived and played around here, but I'm aware I haven't featured everything. I didn't mention soul music or blues. Soul music has a really full history around these parts. Didn't even find out why my friend Steve is called the Dreammaker. So, sorry about all that. There's plenty more to talk about this area, music shops, venues, strange characters, but I guess all that's for another time. I've created a Facebook page to accompany this program, and there's lots of strange YouTube clips, extended interviews, Super 8 footage, and all that kind of thing, which I didn't get the chance to include. Also, if you have any memories or any photos, just contribute those too. That'd be good. If you go to Facebook, Tim Boat, you should find it on there. I think it'll also be on the Radio Reverb site, but yeah. I'll leave you with a band that were booked to play at the Kurzel, but because of a controversy, were cancelled. The song's a long way from where we started with Seasons in the Sun and Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. But hey, as the wind picks up and the sun goes down, it's goodbye from Southend. So thanks for joining me and have a safe trip back. Bye. Potential heights, but
You've been listening to Currently Off Air, and that show was presented and produced by Tim Boat. To listen to the show again, to get a playlist, or for links to the Facebook page for that show, visit currentlyoffair.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.